Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Minnesota Farm Bureau Foundation Director Ruth Merrick. Exciting day here today at AFBF Annual Convention in Salt Lake. Tell us about the second year in a row receiving the New Horizon Award.
Well, we were surprised with getting the New Horizon Award. New Horizon Awards are given to states in their membership category for the most innovative new program. And for Minnesota to receive it 2 years in a row was just amazing. A lot of excitement with the Minnesota delegation that's here. We won that for the Minnesota Ag Day Gala, which really tells us that that is a statewide award won by all of those people who have come out and supported the Minnesota Ag Day Gala. The Ag Day Gala is an event that really works to recognize the traditions, the history, and the future of agriculture in Minnesota. It's a day where individuals come together to celebrate what we do as farmers and ranchers and those who bring it to the table, whether it be the processor, the gardener, the farmer, the farmer's market, the grocery store, bringing us all together to celebrate one night every year of what we do.
And I was able to be there last year, and the detail that goes in to purposely highlight Minnesota agriculture production. I mean, the centerpieces were commodities and put together by FFA students. Tell us a little bit about some of those extras that went into that.
Well, that's the fun thing that I get to do and work with the staff on, is that from the minute you get in to the gallery, walk in those doors, you will be immersed into a Minnesota experience in agriculture. From the drinks that you will drink, from the food that you will eat, everything is very carefully selected to represent Minnesota. We work very hard to source all of our products from Minnesota. So the menu, the flowers, like you said, Whitney, are designed by FFA students from Howard Lake Winstead FFA chapter. They're on the table. They have commodities. Our first year, we actually used fruits and vegetables that you'd find on a farmer's market incorporated in the flowers. They're one of the most beautiful things that we actually showcase there. But it's fun because, you know, being a farm girl myself and growing up on the farm, it's just a really great way to promote the products that we have from our great state. And we have a lot of ag businesses and companies that bring food to people's table around the world every single day. And to be a part of the person who helps to design and pull this together with a lot of help is just to be recognized for those efforts. It's amazing.
And of course, this gala also helps other programming throughout the year.
Yeah, so while we say it's really a night to celebrate other traditions of agriculture in Minnesota, we do use this as a fundraising opportunity for the foundation. And those dollars that we use actually go right after, once we pay the bills, everything goes back to whether it be 4-H, FFA, programming, livestock shows, the Minnesota State Fair. Several organizations, I think over 30 organizations we contributed to last year, as well as scholarships and whatnot. So the money goes right back to the people that we want to invest in.
All right. Anything else from this conference in general that you want to share before we let you go?
Well, this is a great time for our members to meet people from around the country that are like-minded and are doing the same thing. It is a wonderful opportunity for us as staff and individuals to see people that we'd only see once a year. We call this the Great Farm Bureau family. It truly is. Last thing, though, Whitney, the Minnesota Ag Day Gala is March 19th at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. It's coming up. We are already half sold out. We do expect another sellout event.
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time here. Ruth Merrick joining us from Salt Lake City. I'm Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network.